This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out. Head down HDFirearms.com. More to come from them very shortly. Tuesday of this week, I referenced an article at guns.com. The article in question, headline, Can Donald Trump Abolish Gun-Free Zones? Now, for me, this was an interesting conversation if it had been as advertised. Because I myself am wondering if Trump is going to be an imperial president, like he's had that groundwork laid for him, or if he's going to try to go back to where he actually works for people, for the people of the United States. Don't know how that's going to be. Wanted to see what this discussion was going to be. Guns.com has in the past and today professes to maintain an air of impartiality, neither pro-gun or anti-gun, which is fine. That's fine. If they're anti-gun, it's fine. If it's pro-gun, it is fine. Okay? Now, there's a couple of things to keep in mind with this. I've said this before. The Chase, which is the Bloomberg news source, tries very hard to maintain enough impartiality, at least on the surface, to appear impartial so that the internet search SEO, search engine optimization results, don't show it as an anti-gun rag, which is, you know, essentially what it is anyway. The reason they don't want to be an anti-gun rag is because, much like the Moms Demand Attention when they showed up in Louisville this past weekend, while I was there with 80,000 people, they showed up with 36. The anti-gun position is not a very popular one. Not a very popular one. If it were not for Bloomberg and certain other people like Soros and maybe possibly some of the Silicon Valley guys, they would have no funding. The Brady Bunch is constantly looking for funding. So that's why a website wanting to maintain an air of impartiality would want to maintain this air of impartiality. Now, after a very lengthy preamble, basically talking about how we were, the way I read this, okay, is that we are a bunch of very enthusiastic rubes on the pro-gun side. They won't admit to that. But then they go into two studies, quote-unquote studies, one by John Lott and one by Everytown, which Everytown does a lot of conflation of data and everything else. Now, my call on that article was that it was obvious, at least with this article, that now, based upon the vernacular used in the article by the author, Jared Morgan, that they were now leaning more towards the anti-gun side. Some of you, or at least one of you, posted it on their Facebook page. In the meantime, I reached out and offered them a chance to come on the show to discuss this. I don't mind being wrong. I often am. And let me make this one caveat. Let me put this out there. I go where the data takes me. Now, John Lott is a lot of things, but what he primarily is an economist, and he loves to crunch numbers. He doesn't care. Deep down inside, he's anti-crime, but he's not pro-Second Amendment. That's just where his data takes him. He said this many times. People like Gary Kleck, who are Democrat, card-carrying members of the ACLU, who you would think would color what they have to say about certain things like gun ownership, came out and basically wrote a parallel study, as have many people. Clinton commissioned people to do that during Kleck's time, and they came out with the same stuff. So, you know, it's not just John Lott and the vernacular they use about John Lott's study versus the vernacular they use about the Everytown studies, where they don't question any of it. They don't put any of it in quotation marks. They don't get out there and say anything's propped up. So I reached out to them and I said, listen, why don't you come on the show and we will discuss it? I got my reply today. I got my reply today. Hi, Bill. Thank you for the invitation, but we respectfully decline. On your program, you criticized the Guns.com article that juxtaposed two opposing studies and then raised issues that the one that did not fit your subjective viewpoint with the one that did not fit your subjective viewpoint. We don't feel it necessary to defend our journalistic ethics or neutral stance on a program focused on advocacy. Our reporting speaks for itself. Now, one thing, first of all, I know good and damn well that they didn't go back and listen to the show. They've gotten a couple of things from a couple of people. They haven't researched anything, just like with their conflation of data. But they continue on. Full disclosure over that article, though, another party raised concerns over the phrase propped up because they thought it implied that John Lott's work was funded by pro-gun lobbyist groups. I didn't make that proposition. What I was saying is that it is propped up. It seemed to me they were saying it was propped up as a way for us to make excuses for our positions. That's what I was thinking. So that tells you right there that they didn't listen to me. But they continue. That was not our claim, but we acknowledge the concern about it, how it could be interpreted. Yet it is generally known that the media and gun rights advocates look to Lott's work to support pro-gun ideas or discredit anti-gun ideas. The article was updated to clarify that relationship, which you can verify by the timestamp at the bottom of the article. If you would like to articulate your criticism in a letter to the editor, we'd be happy to publish it and share it with our audience. Because I'm pro-gun, they do, and that's all they know. They didn't listen to that part of the show. So here's what I'm going to do. You want to throw down the gauntlet and say it's not worth your time to come and dignify this? I have pointed people to guns.com. No more. I will gather the data on everything that is in that article. I will gather the data on all the mass shootings from 2009 forward. And if they do not jive with what you've got out there, you're repeating propaganda without making any sort of a provision to say they claim. You make it sound like it's a given thing. And every time you talk about John Lott, you talk about him as if we use him as a... Look, John Lott said so. So I'll be coming for you. Any of you out there, I will continue to read them. And if you want to read them, by all means, do it. But they're anti-gun. And they don't want the SEO to show them being anti-gun because nobody will show up to their website anymore. Pity. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Daniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out. HDFirearms.com. My final word, by the way, on guns.com, until I have been listed on their website before as a news source. Their old editor, Steve Blannelberry, was a man that did everything he said he was going to do, and he's no longer there. And since he has not been there, the direction of that website has begun to change. So here's what I will say about guns.com. If they want to go in the direction it seems like they're going, that's fine. This is America. They can do whatever they want. If, however, somebody asks them a question and they do not think it's worthy of their time to dignify an answer, well, then I have a problem with that because, you know, they're putting this out there as this and putting this out there as that, and people come to their website and read their stuff, and in a lot of cases, it has been because I've directed it there. So they've gone from what they used to be to a position of cowardice. They don't even want to take the time to come on a radio show. There is no such thing as bad publicity, boys. What's this guy's name? Daniel Terrell. There is no such thing as bad publicity. There's only publicity. And this would have been a chance for you to seem a little less elite, but that's okay. I'm going to gather all the information, and then I'll be coming for you guys. Dick Durbin. He rose up this past week. In the Senate, Chuck Grassley has been showing strong leadership in opposing an unjustified practice where they take away a veteran's gun rights if somebody is appointed as a fiduciary to handle their benefit. Grassley offered an amendment this week to the Military Construction and Veteran Affairs Appropriations Bill that would prevent such reporting without an adjudication of dangerousness on each individual. Dick Durbin blocked consideration of the amendment, arguing it was better to overreport those who pose no danger than risk not reporting someone who was mentally ill. According to an account in Congressional Quarterly, Durbin acknowledged that the current VA system likely leads to overreporting, but he called Grassley's amendment dangerous because of his own estimate that some 8% of the 177,000 people VA has reported have been diagnosed with serious mental illness. This prompted Grassley to retort, "Shame on you," before yielding the floor. Shame indeed. Even according to Durbin's own figures, nearly 92% of the individuals reported by VA have not even been found seriously mentally ill, much less proven dangerous. Grassley's amendment, moreover, would not prevent the reporting of individuals whose mental conditions rendered them a danger or self to others. It would simply require that fact to have been established by an adjudicative authority in a formal proceeding. Under the current VA reporting regime, the only threshold required for a veteran or member of a veteran's family to lose his or her Second Amendment rights, presumptively for life, is a bureaucratic decision that the individual is incompetent to manage his or her finances. And this is something that is entirely without due process, which is a fundamental pillar of our constitutional system. The idea that government cannot take away life, liberty, or property without sufficient justification. Established in a formal proceeding in which the accused has a right to present his or her own case. VA proceeding that is causing veterans and their families to lose the right to keep and bear arms not only lacks important elements of due process, it doesn't even consider the person's ability to safely and responsibly possess firearms. But, you know, financial acumen or wherewithal is not a sufficient or even rational basis for the government to deprive someone of the right to arms, certainly not someone who has served under arms in defense of his or her country. So, you know. Durbin's move shows very clearly that he and like-minded anti-gunners aren't concerned about public safety. They're simply concerned with reducing the private ownership of firearms by any means necessary, even if that means removal of due process. That they would deliberately target America's veterans through the very agency that's supposed to support them for service-related illnesses and disabilities is the lowest expression of anti-gun bigotry. Grassley has not given up on correcting this rank injustice, and he may try to offer his amendment again at an opportune time. Meanwhile, we can only repeat what Grassley said on the Senate floor. Shame on you, Dick Durbin. Shame on you. There are plenty of people I know that in various times in their life have done dumb things with money, me included. Now, these guys, it's like they've signed over control of their life to the VA just for taking the VA disability benefit. It's like they've become a ward of the VA. Now, you can not be in that process if you renounce your eligibility for those VA benefits, which is something that I and every veteran out there earned. It's part of a contract the government made with us when we put our name on the dotted line, when we threw our right hand up in the air. This is what they said they were going to do for us. They said, we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. And in the meantime, it's turned into a mechanism by which the anti-gunners can take rights away from people because they can't balance a checkbook, because they're not spending the money where they think it should be spent. So, right before, we heard this in the news when they were talking about Reid and McConnell about the NDAA, where Reid is saying that it needs to be looked at a little more. Well, no, it doesn't. Not by you, pal. Not by you. You're the minority leader. It's run by the Republicans. Well, I guess it is run by the Democrats, isn't it? Shouldn't be, though. But happy Memorial Day, veterans. Happy Memorial Day. We'll be celebrating the life and remembering the sacrifice of those of us that didn't come through for various reasons, combat, death on training, something. Those who gave everything they had while in the uniform. We'll be celebrating that while at the same time a bunch of elite Democrats take away your gun rights for exercising one of the benefits they told you would be waiting for us when we needed it. We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. This is combat stress, shell shock, battle fatigue, or any of the other labels used to refer to PTSD. It's one of the most debilitating, albeit least understood, emotional disorders suffered by those living in the wake of experienced trauma. The military services, the military medical practitioners, and a number of military veteran groups have only just begun to appreciate the risk of PTSD to combat veterans. But it's still only a surface understanding. The symptoms are varied. Rarely is there any preemptive training to mitigate the symptoms of PTSD. The public is becoming increasingly aware of PTSD, but if a non-sufferer is not impacted by it, PTSD becomes something of an out-of-sight, out-of-mind, non-issue. In Richland County, South Carolina, which is where the capital city of South Carolina is, Columbia, Sheriff Leon Lott, who I used to have on my daily show down in Columbia, is striving to change that dynamic within his Richland County Sheriff's Department. The force of some 700 deputies, including patrol officers and those involved in counter gang and drug interdiction operations in the county encompassing the state's capital city. His approach to PTSD includes a stepped-up public and agency awareness effort and a new pre-risk conditioning program aimed at protecting his deputies for any and all physical and psychological trauma risks before those deputies ever hit the street. He's trying to precondition them. Sheriff Lott says this is critical to the well-being of our people. Most civilians cannot relate to the effects of a critical incident or repeated incidents on a person. PTSD is real. It's damaging, and I want to ensure that my deputies are able to recognize it in themselves and others. It's best we begin the process of understanding the risk and the disorder at the front of the pipeline as opposed to simply trying to deal with it post-trauma. Confronting PTSD before the experienced trauma is what Lott says his critical incident and PTSD awareness training program aims to accomplish. Dubbed an innovative new program by the state newspaper, the training developed in-house by the Richland County Sheriff's Department looks at the various physical, cognitive, and emotional symptoms of PTSD, but it's much more. Instruction includes coping strategies, myths, truths, how to reduce, control, or respond to stress reactions from critical events, the importance of family, friends, churches, and support groups in dealing with PTSD, as well as department and extra departmental resources for the affected person. Innovative, to be sure. Yes, this is live, guest 293. Here, let me make sure. Anyway. The pre-trauma training offered by the Richland County Sheriff's Department may well be the only program of its kind in the country, especially among law enforcement agencies. According to Mastering Their Demons, Richland deputies learn to recognize PTSD early. It's standard for departments to offer counseling after an officer is involved in a stressful situation. It's unusual to try to preempt it, like the Richland County Sheriff's Department is doing. But addressing the stress thoroughly is what helps many sufferers recover, according to experts. Talking about it also might help law enforcement agencies, just like military branches, change their tough guy culture that forces officers to suffer in silence or, worse, make mistakes on the job that can have terrible outcomes. The article points to a University of British Columbia study that determined emergency responders suffered PTSD at twice the rate of the rest of the population. High rates of suffering are what Lott hopes to mitigate. Bobby Farmer, CEO of Project Josiah Restoration Ministry, a South Carolina-based nonprofit support group for PTSD sufferers, says, my hat is off to Sheriff Lott for his addressing the very real issue on the front end. Project Josiah is Bobby Farmer is a U.S. Army combat veteran, and he believes that Lott's program is essential in coping with the daily rigors of stress pertaining to mental health of first responders like those serving with the Richland County Sheriff's Department. And there's an obvious parallel between what these officers are doing every day and what infantry soldiers are dealing with overseas. Farmer adds, the best help is peer-to-peer counseling for those suffering the effects of PTSD. Not all who experience trauma suffer from PTSD. According to the National Center for PTSD, which is the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, approximately 7-8% of the population will experience some level of PTSD at some point in their lives. Though experts have yet to get their heads around the actual numbers, those percentages increase dramatically among personnel serving in frontline military units, police departments, and other first responder teams. The problem is this. Those suffering from PTSD or those exposed to stress and extreme risk often hide or suppress their feelings. Or the disorder itself lies dormant for months, even years after a traumatic event or series of events. Especially among law enforcement. Law enforcement, they roll up. You guys, no, we don't ever see what they see. They roll in somewhere and some parent on drugs has stuck their baby in the microwave and hit cook. They get to see that. We get to read about it and go, oh, how awful. And then we sit back and, we think about what's coming up next. This stays with them. This stays with them. And it begins to stack up because, you know, they're on the job day in, day out. There's also an accountability factor as better informed deputies will be able to identify the onset of PTSD in fellow officers, helping the sufferer better understand and cope with the symptoms. Leon Lott for whatever anybody else may say about him, the well-being of his deputies is very paramount for him. I know this of him personally. And he's been the sheriff of Richland County for 20 years, and he began establishing a culture of high-speed physical fitness within his department that today serves as a model nationally, even among foreign police agencies. And just as physical fitness requires hard training and conditioning, so too does mental and emotional fitness, according to Sheriff Lott. Conditioning is key, and that's why we're tackling PTSD on the front end before it strikes. Preemptively dealing with that, which a lot of people didn't even know existed. They call it shell-shocked or combat fatigue or something else. And, you know, they made movies about it. What do you think First Blood was about? But that wasn't what it was about, was it? It was about Sylvester getting to run around in a tank top or topless. And that's what everybody took away from it. Boy, Rambo's so bad. But not what drove him. Not what drove him. There's Matt from Houston. Evening from Tejas. Sheriff Lott is taking care of his people, which is what anybody looks for in a commanding officer, whether it's the sheriff or your CO or whatever. And Richland County Sheriff's Department, hat tip to you. I'm going to try to reach out to him. I used to have his public affairs officer's number. Maybe I still do. In any event, we'll be right back.
About lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
HDFirearms.com. Happy birthday to JT Albrecht out there in Radio Land. Guy's brought back my shooting. He's helping me get my mojo back. Now, and one other administrative thing I just want to say. I'm upping the YouTube offerings, besides the show stream, of course, with more produced video. And for those of you that are, and only wear this shoe if it fits, okay? All of you that go to YouTube to hate, I'll ban you, block you, and put you away. Now, the Equal Opportunity Commission has sued a private business for sex discrimination and harassment after a male employee who joined a firm as a male employee and then decided to switch genders to become a woman. After the man was barred from using the woman's restroom and was referred to with male pronouns by his co-workers. Deluxe Financial Services, a Minnesota-based company that helps small businesses with marketing, denied that it violated any anti-discrimination laws, but agreed to settle the case for $115,000 in order to avoid further costs of litigation, according to the settlement agreement. The male employee, who now goes by the name Brittany Austin, publicly presented himself as a male when he was hired by Deluxe Financial, but later opted to begin identifying as a woman. According to a press release from last summer, when the EEOC filed the lawsuit, Austin's co-workers subjected him to a hostile work environment, such as intentionally using the wrong gender pronouns to refer to him. That's so hostile. I wonder who I could sue, because I've been referred to by lots of improper pronouns. In response, Austin hired lawyer Jillian T. Weiss, whose law practice specializes in suing people for allegedly discriminating against transgenders. When did that become a specialty niche? To team up with the EEOC against Deluxe Financial seeking unspecified monetary damages. And they arrived at a settlement in January of this year, requiring the company to shell out $115,000 to Austin and his attorneys within 5 days of the agreement. They are also required to allow any future transgender employees to use the bathroom of their choice and prohibit the intentional misgendering of transgender employees. Additionally, the company is required to ensure that persons present at any of the Deluxe's facilities and locations, including customers, will not engage in prohibited behavior against transgendered persons. How are they going to control what their clients say? They also require the company to expunge and destroy any poor evaluation, discipline, or discharge documents after September 1st, 2010, from Austin's personnel file, and provide a neutral reference to any future prospective employer looking into hiring Austin. They're also prohibited from mentioning the lawsuit in any of Austin, to any of Austin's future employers, and they're required to issue a letter of apology to him. Okay. Part of that settlement should also say that we're going to take Austin straight to the hospital, and we're going to make it so. He should have to spend that $115,000. They should have to spend their money to go ahead and make it so. Let's go ahead and mutilate him, Brittany. Let's mutilate Brittany, and let's make him what he wants to be. I don't know if it takes $115,000. I don't even know what what do they call it, gender reassignment. I don't know how much a operation like that costs, but I think once they claim it, they have to be made to do it, because these guys are being, you can get in trouble for calling a her a him. Now, here's something to consider. The reality of everything, okay? The reality of everything. In the United States today, exactly 0.3% of Americans are truly transgender, according to a 2011 report from the Williams Institute. At that time, they pegged the number of transgenders in America at around 700,000 people. Or to put it differently, 99.7% of Americans aren't transgender. And 0.3% might actually be too high. The Williams Institute researchers arrived at the commonly cited 0.3% figure by averaging the results of two studies, one in Massachusetts and one in California. The Massachusetts study found that 0.5% of the population was transgender, while the California study found that just 0.1% of the population. That is, the California study found only 1 in 1,000 Californians to be transgender. A 2009 study in the United Kingdom found similar results. They found that only 0.1% of the UK population was transgender. The UK researchers used a slightly narrower definition of transgender, referring only to people who actually underwent the process of transitioning from one gender to another. I'm down with that. I am completely good with that, because they've actually gone out and done it. Transgender should not mean, well, I'm thinking about it, and therefore you will call me Sheila or Betty. No, it should mean that you actually have to go and do it. And then, okay, maybe we're talking a little EEOC, but not before then. And then there's that whole pesky thing, and I know what Dr. John told me the other day. He sent me something in the chat room about the chromosomes and everything else. But what's the percentage of those, Dr. John, that actually show up and have both chromosomes? And how many of them are these transgender people? Probably not that many, would be my guess. Because there's not that many of them. And yet, a company in Minnesota, where Genesis Communications lives, had to pay $115,000 to this Yahoo, who joined a firm one day, walked in there and said, "Hi, I'm Billy Joe Jim Bob Austin, man, coming to work here at Deluxe Financial." And then the next time he turned around, he decided to be Brittany. What did he expect? Most people cannot pivot that quickly. I really don't get it. I am more and more convinced that the entire nation as a whole is going to snap like a proverbial rubber band, and it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. Oh, well. Stunning numbers. 0.3% of Americans are transgender. That's just based off of an average. Where I'm pretty sure there's more people in California than in Massachusetts, but they're just doing that for the sake of, I don't know, math. They're not using Common Core. But 99.7% of us, we're in big trouble if we have somebody now that identifies as Brittany and they used to be Billy Joe Jim Bob. We better not be referring to them as Billy Joe Jim Bob, especially not if we own a company, because they'll be making bank off of us. Here comes the EEOC, and this is just another indicator that we are headed for another revolution. We're doing such stupid, so many things that are really we're concerned about this guy who went to work somewhere as one gender and decided to switch it. We're concerned about his feelings of esteem, while in the meantime, Iran and North Korea get closer and closer and closer to having ICBMs. Now, I will bet you in that moment, if a mushroom cloud appears where Billy Joe, the former Billy Joe Jim Bob, now Brittany, used to work, if it appears in front of him, Billy Joe Jim Bob is not going to care that he is now Brittany. He's going to be running. Because in those real moments where such stupid things are shoved aside, that's when things begin to really matter, when your life is on the line. This guy, he's probably just doing it because it's trendy. Coming up next from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.